Stand by this faith. Work for it and sacrifice for it. There is nothing in all as to be loyal to this faith, which has placed before us the loftiest of ideals, which has comforted us in sorrow, strengthened us for noble duty, and made the world beautiful. Do not demand immediate results, but rejoice that you are worthy to be entrusted with this great message, that you are strong enough to work for a great true principle without counting the cost. Go on finding ever new applications of these truths and new enjoyments in the contemplation, always trusting in one God which ever lives and loves. Olympia Brown. We have heard the word faith used in many different contexts, such as faith can move mountains, or we walk by faith but not by sight. But what is faith? For the next few minutes, we will work on a good definition. Faith is defined by Webster's Dictionary as confidence or trust in a person or thing. Well, that explains a lot. Not! Confidence is defined as full belief and trustworthiness in a person or thing. Looks like good Mr. Webster's now 0 for 2. Trust is defined by reliance in the integrity or confidence in something. Mr. Webster's not doing very well at all, is he? So why don't we look at the various religions and see if they have something better? We'll start with Buddhism. Faith, otherwise known as sada, is an important constituent element in the teachings of Buddha, in both of the traditions that they use. The teachings of Buddha were originally recorded in the language called Pali, and the word sada is generally translated as faith. In the teaching, sada is often described as a conviction for that something is, a determination to accomplish one's goal, a sense of joy deriving from the other two. Okay. In Christianity, the faith is based on the work and teachings of Jesus Christ. Christianity does not declare to be distinguished by faith, but by the object of its faith. Rather than being passive, faith leads to an active life aligned with the ideals and the example of the life of Jesus. It sees the mystery of God and its grace to seek and become obedient to God. To a Christian, faith is not static because one learns more of God and grows and has its origins in God. Faith in Hinduism evokes conscious awareness of humanity to really realize its sacredness and that we are all children of God. We learn that there is one universal breath that unites us all in our aspiring journey towards the quest of eternal truth. The universe is one family that is sustained by the supreme consciousness, which is compassionately seeking the goodwill, harmony, and welfare of all beings respectively. Islam. In Islam, faith, otherwise known as iman, is complete submission to the will of God, which includes belief, profession, and the body performance of deeds, consistent with the commission of the vice-regent of earth according to God's will. Judaism. Faith itself is not a religious concept in Judaism. In fact, the only time faith in God is mentioned in the entire 24 books of the Jewish Bible is on verse 10 of the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. In this verse, commandment to know God is followed by the commandments to believe and to understand, and thus denoting descending importance. The Vikings believed that if you died in battle, your soul went to Valhalla, a place where there was fighting, drinking, and partying for all eternity. For those who didn't die fighting, they descended into hell, spelled H-E-L, where there was torment eternal. The women and children went to a place called Folkvangar. I can't read Norwegian very well. We looked for definitions, but we didn't find any good ones. We have what faith means to each religion, but no true definition of faith. I would like to substitute a definition from a legal dictionary. The term is called judicial notice, which is defined as a fact that is considered true without formal proof. And when you think about it, that's what faith is, something that's accepted as true without formal proof. Some examples of faith: belief that your friend's going to get better from the flu. Belief that the sun will rise tomorrow morning. Belief that you are going to make it to church on time. These are all examples of faith. Too many people think that faith is either all or nothing religious item. It isn't. Faith can be something big, but it doesn't have to be. It can be religious, but you can have faith without religion as well. Faith is an ever-flowing thing. It flows and changes as we go through time. For example, when you had faith in the recovery of your friend, and your friend did indeed recover, the faith has been satisfied, so it's not part of yours anymore. However, something else usually comes along to replace it. One of the things that are part of my faith is the existence of my parking karma angels. Every time I go into the parking lot, I say to them, "Oh, parking karma angels, smile upon me today." And you know what? It has always worked. Even when the lot was supposed to be completely full, they found me a space. I always remember to say, "Thank you, oh, parking karma angels." Now, you can ask Kari about this. She'll verify that it's worked. I even had one incident where the parking space was too skinny, so I didn't go in there. But as soon as I turned the corner, another space opened up. Faith must be beautiful. Faith must be soulful. Faith must be prayerful. Faith must be heartfelt. Finally, faith must be living. Only then a seeker achieves boundless spiritual progress. Siri Chimnoy. One of the reasons some people say that the reason for their no faith is that it doesn't work. And all you need to see in the news is the violence and bad stuff. I simply say there is such amount of good in the world. The only problem is the bad stuff gets all the press coverage. Boy Scout saves woman from drowning. Column 2, page 7. Car crashes into school bus. And they got a photo, front page. That's just the way it is. You can find a lot of good in the world. You just have to go looking for it. Simple, but not always easy. But it's still there to be found. There are some people that believe that there's a sort of middle ground between heaven and hell called purgatory. Evidently, that is where you go until you prove yourself worthy of heaven or qualify for hell. Many feel that everyone goes to purgatory first before ascending or descending. Now, some people take the Bible and the Quran as absolute proof. And while they are considered to be holy, they are not perfect. The Bible was created in around the 3rd century by a group of cardinals known as the Council of Nicaea. These men decided which Gospels were in and which Gospels were out. The Quran was written in about the 7th century by Muhammad after a supposed revelation from God. As a matter of fact, some people have unearthed scrolls lately that claim to be Gospels of others not in the Bible, including the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, which I find particularly interesting because it provides proof that Mary and Jesus were actually married. Needless to say, the Holy See is not pleased. The Bible and the Quran are considered holy, and I'm not arguing with that. However, what I do say is they were written by men, and therefore they have their flaws. The holy books also have passages that can be taken to extremes, such as what is being done by militant groups today to justify killing innocents by beheading them or doing suicide bombings. In the Christian world, by staging protests in which people are also hurt or killed. I remember a so-called pastor, and I'm using that term very loosely right now, who said that the people who killed Matthew Shepard should have been hailed as heroes and not arrested. I won't mention any names, but I'm sure you remember the tragedy. My view on the subject is they're headed for hell, because I can't see God letting people like that into heaven. Now, Some people also believe that in some cases the soul remains on earth to walk and haunt the living. I'm not sure that it's entirely true, but I do know that there are many people who work at Winchester Mystery House will swear that Ghost of Sarah Winchester is there and giving them a bad time. Faith can believe everything that we say. Faith can increase the strength of faith. Belief is pure. Faith is sure. Belief looks around to see the truth. Faith looks within, not only to feel the truth, but also to become the truth. Siri Chimney. God is universal. As it is written, God is all things to all people. Almost everyone is blessed in one way or another. Let me ask you a question. Why do you come to this church? The answer is that you believe that this church, A, works for social justice, B, holds everybody to be equal regardless of who they are, and C, serves our community and strives to make it better. Am I close? Yeah. These things are part of your faith. No holy book, no religion, just a simple faith in the goodness of the world. A few weeks ago, I handed out a survey, and I was surprised by some of the answers. For example, 67.3% of the respondents said they believe in God, and 32.7% say they didn't. I was expecting it to be about 50-50, so I was surprised. I had some very interesting answers to each question. For question one, what religion do you align with, most answered UU, which I expected. But there was some that were interesting. For example, there was one respondent who said Roman Catholic, which I find surprising because Roman Catholicism tends to be a very conservative organization, and we UUs tend to be a teensy wet liberal. Not too much, just a teensy bit. But hey, if it works for them, more power to them. However, the most interesting answer I got to question one was eclectic. I have no idea how to respond to that one. The second question, what religion did you grow up with, had many answers. Lutheran, Presbyterian, Baptist, and a few more. However, the most interesting question answer was Catholic mom, Lutheran dad, Mormon grandmother. That must make it interesting in their house during Thanksgiving and Christmas. Question three, the one about believing is God, I said it before, got a majority in favor of yes. However, there were some interesting answers as well. One person put down, barely. One put down, sometimes. But by far the best answer I got was, no, but the dogs are great. Now, I've seen the movie All Dogs Go to Heaven, but I never would have guessed that they were part of the selection committee that decided who went in. The fourth question, one about a soul, had some various answers. Most of those that said yes to God said yes to this question. However, some of the naysayers also said they believed in a soul. There were some answers that just fell in the middle. One said, not really. One said, sort of. My most interesting answer was, no, but the web, yes. I was wondering, if the soul is part of a celestial web, is there also a celestial spider? Question five, the one about what happens when you die was my personal favorite question. Mainly because that was the one where almost everyone wrote long answers. There were those who believe, as they put it, nothing, period. Their one answer was, don't know, don't care. One mentioned Socrates as he drank the hemlock. Didn't understand that one either. There were some positive answers as well, like the one that said, I think we're gone, but I like to think otherwise. But by far the most interesting answer came from someone who said no on God, but yes on soul. The answer was, we see a white light, we go to the white light, and then everything fades to black. I find this answer to be a mixture of her no to God and yes to what I call a final peace. I would like to think that everyone relates to this concept. Now, doctors say it's because the brain dies last, because the oxygen keeps it going for a few minutes longer. I like the previous answer better. Sorry, doctors. People call it a belief. Some call it tolerance. But faith is justified a person. By faith we are sanctified and experience joy. By faith we become free from condemnation. Faith gives us assurance and fulfillment. Because faith works without work is dead. Live by faith, walk by faith. Continue in faith, do everything by faith. Grow in faith, demonstrate faith in good works. Combine faith with hope and love. Angelae Coyote Peter. So, what is faith? The simple answer is, it's whatever you want it to be. It is your wish. It can be God or no God. Heaven or no heaven. Afterlife or no afterlife. Parking karma angels or no parking karma angels. Remember that we do good, and there is good to the world, and we add to it. So no matter what your belief is, always remember to keep the faith. May it be so. Amen. So mote it be.